The latest Apple innovation is actually a fruit. We'll explain. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, the International Monetary Fund warned today that the trade war and the possibility that Britain leaves the European Union in an ugly way is hurting global trade and investment. The IMF today lowered its global growth forecast slightly, down to 3.2% annualized for 2019. Its economic growth forecast for the U.S., the IMF revised it upward. Lindsay Piegza is chief economist and managing director at the investment company Stifel Nicolaus.
Specifically for the U.S., the IMF increased their expectations for growth, at least in the near term, raising that to 2.6% from a previous forecast of 2.3%. So we're still not talking about a robust pace of growth by any means, but even tenths of a percentage point of improvement is a welcome step in the right direction as opposed to some of the more dire forecasts that we have seen on the street.
Does this IMF determination make sense to you, Lindsay, given what you're seeing?
Well, we certainly have heard more positive rhetoric in terms of U.S.-China trade negotiations, which seems to lead credence to the fact that we won't see quite as large a negative impact on domestic growth. But I think this speaks to the larger notion that trade negotiations are very volatile. They will take an incredible amount of time. And in the meantime, it will continue to weigh on the marketplace and add increased volatility to the markets.
All right, so some drama for when the Fed meets next week. That's Lindsay Piegza at Stifel Nicolaus. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Britain's new prime minister will be Boris Johnson, the result not of a fresh election, but a vote by his Conservative Party members today. He has promised to get the United Kingdom out of the European Union 100 days from now, no matter what, meaning even if Britain fails to strike a deal with the EU for a more orderly withdrawal. BBC business correspondent Theo Leggett is in our partner newsroom in London. Hello, Theo.
Good morning, David.
So the new prime minister's own timetable is quite short. I think, what, end of October?
Boris Johnson has said that the United Kingdom will leave the European Union on the 31st of October, come what may, do or die. That's been an absolute centerpiece of his campaign for the Conservative Party leadership. But he has a problem, which is that there does not appear to be a majority in the House of Commons, in the British Parliament, in favour of no deal. On the other side of the coin, Boris Johnson has said he wants a deal with the European Union, but not the deal that the former Prime Minister, or soon to be former Prime Minister, Theresa May, had negotiated. He wants to renegotiate. And then over in Brussels, in the headquarters of the European Union, they say, we are not prepared to renegotiate. So you have all of these factors, and you can't fulfill all of them.
I'm sure you talk to many British business professionals. Makes it a little hard to plan for the future, given all this uncertainty.
Well, absolutely. But you have to say that uncertainty is something that British businesses are getting very used to now. But all of this comes at a cost.
BBC's business correspondent Theo Leggett in London. Thank you for this.
A pleasure, David.
We're also reporting today on proposed Trump administration changes that will save money by effectively cutting out more than 3 million people from the federal food stamp program. Check out the Marketplace Morning Report podcast if you missed that on the air. Now to the branding of fresh produce. When you get sent to the store for celery, you get celery. Do you ever get sent to the store for Fuji's or Cortland's? No, the grocery list says apples. Well, the apple industry is trying to change that, and growers in Washington State are hoping what is called the Cosmic Crisp will help that along. It is a new apple, long in the making. Brooke Jarvis writes about this in the August issue of the California Sunday Magazine. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So the Cosmic Crisp, have you tried one of these?
I have. I've had the pleasure. It's a good apple. What really makes it stand out and the reason why the industry is so excited about it is the crispiness, which in the case of this apple lasts all year round. So usually you'll be buying the best, crispiest apples in the months immediately after the harvest season. But this one has the ability to retain that crisp until the following summer.
The apple industry is trying to not just brand. Well, what are they trying to do? They are trying to brand.
Yeah, they're trying to create apple varieties that are recognizable household branded names that you would seek out. and pay a premium price for. And it was really, you know, Honeycrisp. There were branded apples before Honeycrisp, but the success of that one sort of opened everyone's eyes to what was possible.
Now, you don't just pick a new apple variety off a tree. Its development took, what, years, right?
Yes, in this case, the first cross of the Cosmic Crisp, which is a cross between Enterprise and Honeycrisp, was made in 1997. And people that I spoke to said that, you know, 20 plus years is actually quite rapid for bringing a new apple to market, because you need to go through a lot of generations of apple trees to test the fruit, and it takes a little while for them to mature.
You know, the big apple was the Red Delicious. What's happened to it?
So the Red Delicious is still a top-selling apple internationally. You know, if you're looking, especially in sort of school lunches or places like that, it's very much still around. But as of 2018, it is no longer the top-selling apple in the United States. That place has been taken by the Gala, but people don't necessarily expect the Gala to be up there for long, because there's now a lot more flux within the apple industry.
Yeah, maybe there'll be the day where you invite someone over and you have Cosmic Crisp pie, and that's how you describe it.
Right. And there's a lot of discussion. People worry that there's going to be, you know, how many varieties can you really expect a consumer to care about? And how many varieties can you really expect a grocery store with its limited shelf space to stock? And then people will push back and say, oh, but there's, you know, endless interest in different varieties of wine. So they're trying to figure out where the apple stands in that world, and the extent to which consumers have interest in special branded apples.
Brooke Jarvis reported on this new apple and changes in the apple industry in the August issue of the California Sunday Magazine. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Our producers are Victoria Craig, Michael Lipkin, Candice Manriquez-Wren, Daniel Shinnen, Sasha Woodruff. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.